What's up, everyone? We are here with Sound Guy Mike. We are wrapping up season 6, so today we're just going to talk about highlights, some of our favorite episodes, and kind of reminisce on the past 6 months.
Yeah, and can I make an announcement real fast?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Ben, what?
I know. I have two events that I'm helping with that I'd like to announce. The first is the Worldwide Gather Conference. We're doing it again. The same weekend in September, September 13th and 14th, 2024 in Provo, Utah.
It was so good last year. You got to come.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And one of the big changes is we're doing a youth track this year as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The other announcement is very similar. We're doing a regional gather conference in Arizona. And a group in Arizona called All Arizona that's been planning a conference there and doing a number of activities for a whole decade. They reached out to us and said, hey, we've been doing this for a while. Would you all like to take it over this year and plan the conference? And they offered to sponsor it. So we're planning a conference, and it will be in Mesa, Arizona on April 20th of this year. So just in a few weeks.
Sweet.
And that one is free. So come to that one. Thank you to all the great donors there. So I'm excited about it. And beautiful. Fun fact, the All Conference in Arizona was the first LGBTQ event I ever went to.
Nice.
Yeah,
full circle.
So I'm excited to be helping to plan it.
And this next one will be the last.
Circles do.
If that actually happens, I'll feel really weird about that comment one day.
Oh, dear. moving along.
So that's actually a great way to kick it off, because our season kickoff for season 6 was a live event that we did at the Gather Conference, which was the first annual Gather Conference.
Yeah.
And what do you remember from that, Ben?
I remember people asking me one of the questions was, how do I deal with crushes in a healthy way? And I just said, I don't know.
You're like, I don't.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Unintentional foreshadowing for the season.
Little did we know, 5 episodes later, what, hold on, which episode was that?
It was just a few episodes later. Yeah, that was not even starting the day was not even on my mind at the time. So yeah. What do you remember, Charlie?
Episode 7.
I remember that you were really stressed before we started. And you were like running back and forth. I was like, Ben, if you're stressed, just stay back here and stop talking to people. You're like, so many people are talking to me. I was like, then hide behind this banner with me. It's really nice back here.
Well, here's the thing. I had agreed to do too many things at the conference. Yeah. So I was a little overwhelmed. And when we like record, or like when I'm in a teaching situation, like I just get energized. So I was like zero energy. I was exhausted. But once we started recording, I was like, yeah, this is great. I could do this all night.
Yeah.
So here's what we need to do is we need to pull a Taylor Swift, and we need to put you inside of a janitor cart so that you don't have to talk to anyone until you're on stage.
Honestly, I love that. I'm so down for that.
Okay. Boom. We're going to do it.
I love talking to people. So yes.
So before we get into the actual season, I have a few highlights here. So first off, a couple stats. So Charlie, can you read on? So we have two different platforms. We have audio and we have video on YouTube. So what are the three most listened to on audio by your
account? Our most listened to episode from season 6 was actually our first real episode. What do I do if listening to conference hurts? And I think that makes sense given like it was right after general conference and there was a lot of conversation about some of the talks. And so we discussed our feelings and thoughts and kind of processed through that. And so it was actually nice to be able to do that. It seemed like it was helpful for a lot of people to have a place to land.
Yeah. And I honestly had a ton of feelings. And I think I got a lot of feedback from the episode. People just said like, thank you for being so like open and honest.
I was really proud of you for being more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. In sharing like something that's currently that you're working through. I thought that was really
There were great. A lot of like big vulnerable moments for you early.
Is
in
this
the season.
Ben's season?
Yeah. Wow.
Finally, I have a season.
This is his vulnerable era.
We have a 5-to-1 ratio here. Just kidding.
By YouTube's count, that was the second most watched episode. The first one actually was Ben's very vulnerable episode, What If Being Single Doesn't Feel Right Anymore.
Oh, yeah.
What do you remember from that episode?
I remember feeling so sure that it was the right thing to do. I remember, I was still nervous, but I was like, this is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's changed since then?
I still feel that way.
Okay, there you go.
I'm still very single though, but it was the right thing to do.
Have you been on dates?
I have been on some dates.
How were they?
Well, I don't want to talk. Well, I don't think it's like appropriate for me to like share stories without people's consent.
I knew you were going to say that. I was just going to see what you said.
Like, I don't want someone to like go on a date with me and then suddenly they hear my thoughts about it on the podcast. So,
what would you say is something that you've learned by going on your dates?
What have I learned by going on dating? Is I think mostly not very fun.
Because you've never heard that before. Ben was just like, I feel like you're under this impression that like the perfect guy was going to fall into your lap and be exactly where you are and have all the same like thoughts, feelings, experiences about like academia and religion. And I was like,
oh, the same thoughts as about academia. I hadn't even hoped for that. Like,
okay, good luck with that.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't the case, but I was hoping that was the case. That was not the case. I've like just been, it's fun to get to know people, but yeah. I don't have a ton to say, I guess.
Yeah. That was our second most listened to, according to like audio.
Yeah, so they were reversed on YouTube, but very, very close. Third place was, hold on, I just had it. What are you scared to ask a transgender person?
Yeah, that was third here too.
And that was pretty closely tied with how do I explain the church's stance on homosexuality?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Very consistent across
on YouTube
the platforms.
Podcast.
That one was really cool.
Which one?
The how do I explain the church's stance on homosexuality? I don't know. There was a whole lot of learning for me in this season, especially because that topic came up in a one way or another a few times throughout the season, including this last episode. And I mean, it really places an emphasis on you having your grounding solidly with Heavenly Father and not worrying about the whirlwind around you. Mm-hmm. At least that's the big takeaway that I had. And like, it's not like that's new information, but just seeing it in that context, I think was really important for me personally.
Yeah, totally.
It sounded like you're going to share more about that. No,
I just agree. I mean, I just agree. I said that. I mean, I feel like that's been a theme of my life.
Yeah,
recently. So,
and with the other one you mentioned, what are you scared to ask a transgender person? I thought it was so like vulnerable and brave of Michael Soto to come on and just like we like sent out questions and we asked him.
He took on some really scary
ones. Yeah, we're like,
ones.
This is what someone said they're scared to ask, and he's like, I'll answer it. Yeah. And it was really cool and to, like hear his perspectives. And even I remember after, there's a lot of like post recording conversations. Sorry, listeners. Like, we like turn off and like, ah, we did it. And then like 5 minutes later, we're like, oh my gosh, do you remember when you said that? It made me think of that. So there's like, we kind of get like a little extra. And we talked to him a lot that night, just asking different questions and hearing some of his experiences, which was really eye-opening for me.
Uh-huh. Well, and the thing that strikes me about Michael Soto is I just love him. He's the kind of person that you immediately are like, wow, you are so kind. Like, just such a kind and grace-giving person. Uh-huh. Yeah. And, like, every single one of those questions, like, he handled with such kindness and grace. And, like, that was the overall theme I got from a lot of that. Is, like, a lot of those questions were very charged in a negative way. Just kind of, like, the sort of question that's, like, isn't genuine. It's just meant to be hurtful. Mm-hmm. But he approached those questions with such kindness and grace that, mm-hmm, I don't know. He's a good example of that.
Yeah, and one thing he said that really stuck with me is he said, you know, these are questions that you have and you want answers, and ask me. Like, don't feel like you have to ask like something that could come off as offensive to a transgender person who might not be ready to answer that, but like, come to me. Like, I'll be happy to be a source of information. Like, I thought that was really kind. Like whatever you want to know, I will ask or I'll answer. And not everyone will be in a place to have these conversations, but I am right now, so let's have the conversation.
Yeah. We had Troy Williams on. He's the director of Equality Utah, and we had a discussion about what if a loved one insists you leave the church, like from the perspective of like, we had a lot of questions for moms, like my child is gay and they've left the church and they say that in order to support them, I have to leave too. And like the complexity around that. And I just remember being really impressed by his grace as well, mm-hmm, and willingness to have hard conversations and like stay in it and keep communication and connection, and how relationships win out over being offended. I was really impressed with that conversation, and it helped a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, the story that he told about the Pride Parade, I think, was a great example of that too. How he had to kind of like stick his neck out to be like, no, like the church wants to be a part of this, let them do it. And it ended up being such a overwhelmingly positive experience, just because of like, even if there's hurt, even if there's whatever history, just showing some grace, showing some kindness.
Yep. So one of the episodes I got the most feedback on was, why are all the allies middle-aged moms?
I wonder why. It's because they're the ones listening.
I was wondering if they would be like offended by that episode, and the moms loved it. At least the ones that reached out to me. I didn't get any of the offended feedback. But I think that was a discussion that was really validating for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I think when people can see themselves in the discussions we have, that's really important to them. But also, like, I, like Cynthia and I have like been in the same circles, and we have a lot of the same friends, but we'd never met before until that night. And now we've hung out a couple times. She's great, and I feel like it, that was like the catalyst for me becoming a friend with someone I had like known about but not actually known.
That's cool.
And I'm grateful for.
So I have a question for you, Ben.
Yeah.
Looking back on all of your vulnerable moments, which one would you say was the scariest for you?
So that's tough, because I think the conference episode was scary for me because like I was no longer working at BYU, and I felt like I had to there were things I couldn't say, like as a BYU employee, and I was like, okay, I can say whatever I want now. Like, I don't have to worry about my employment. So that was like, it was nothing like, they weren't new thoughts, but just like
just the context.
Yeah. And so that was I was like, is this going to be jarring to people? So I was a little worried about that, but definitely the episode about me deciding to start dating, that was definitely the scariest one, because I didn't know how people would react. And I got hundreds of messages about it, and they were like 99% just like really kind and supportive, and that was just like lovely to get so much feedback, like so much kindness and love from people.
Yeah, I feel like just watching from the sidelines, especially on that episode, like I there were so many moments when you were like really kind of putting yourself out there. But it is kind of nice validation, because like even though like on this podcast, we tend to talk a lot about the hard things. We tend to talk a lot about the difficult things that come up. It is nice to know that, yeah, overwhelmingly, good things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The hard things are becoming less.
Yep. Love that.
I feel like you've grown a lot in the past 6 months.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope so.
Yeah. And I just think, maybe just looking through these episodes, it's like more noticeable. I'm like, oh yeah, Ben did that. Ben did that. Good job.
What about you, Charlie? What was the scariest moment for you in this season?
I feel like I felt pretty good this season. Let me look. I'd tell you the one that I felt most passionate about is the one we did about consent and protecting against sexual assault. That's like a really dear topic to me, from like personal experiences and just from doing therapy with so many like younger gay members of the church, and seeing how people don't have like the confidence or the resources or the support to make good decisions always, or like even realize that they've accidentally put themselves in a dangerous situation. And I'm very passionate about support for safety. And so I think that was, we had, oh my gosh, what's her name? She was wonderful.
Abigail.
Mm-hmm. We had Abigail on, and she just knocked it out of the park, I think.
She was incredible. That episode, I think, caught me by surprise a little bit. I think that was a very educational one for me. In a couple of senses, like the number one for me was, I really liked how she kind of like walked through like a very common train of thought that someone might have after an incident and blaming themselves. Because I've been pretty fortunate that I haven't dealt with a ton of that. Like, everyone deals with consent issues to some degree. But me personally, I haven't dealt with it a ton. And so, you know, I always hear these stories about people that feel so guilty after something happens. And I've always been kind of like, how could you blame yourself for that? But like having her like walk through that train of thought, I was like, oh my gosh, not only do I like understand how that happens a lot more, I'm also recognizing moments in my life in the past that I didn't think of as consent issues. And I'm like, oh, yeah, actually that was a problem, wow. You know? So it was very eye opening for me.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just keep like, I'm like, yeah, but I don't really have anything to add. Sorry to mess up the flow.
One episode that a lot of people reached out to me on was when we did the how do I see myself in the scriptures.
I got a lot of responses from
it
that too.
Cute. I really liked that one. It was just like, let's share our faith and what we've learned.
From an editing standpoint, that one was by far the most difficult episode.
Why? What did we
because,
do?
Because
we paused so much.
Yeah, it was just a lot of like flipping through and like, oh wait, no, I need to share this one first. Oh wait, no, that's ahead of where I am. And there was a whole lot of back and forth. Absolutely inconsequential from the content's perspective, but just.
Honestly, we should have just gone like one, because I felt like every time I was sharing something, Ben was like so antsy to share his next one.
Ben was so excited.
He was like, no, stop talking. I want to go.
I'm like, I have this insight. It's so good.
I should have just given you. We're like, Ben, you have the floor, and then you cover what you cover, and I'll back up.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, because after we did that, or like as we were talking about that, I was like, this was so fun. Should we like do a Come Follow Me podcast too? We did not decide to do that, but I just had so much fun like delving into the scriptures and talking about them, and it was like a really beautiful experience.
Well, wasn't your like dream job to be an MTC instructor?
Oh, I was that. It was right, like, a seminary teacher, an institute teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense to that. Maybe you should find ways to do that more.
Well, I do. I mean, I love teaching, so yeah. Right.
But just like specifically about the scriptures.
Mm, yeah.
Because you love that. I do. You were like, I was almost like, oh my gosh, Ben, let me talk.
I was like, but this story and this insight. But yeah, I was like, I think we probably should have talked beforehand about what we were going to share, so that we were a little more organized.
Yeah, it was very different from the normal flow of the podcast, I think.
That's funny.
Cool. Another funny behind the scenes moment for me was actually just this last episode, which we recorded tonight. A little peek behind the curtain there.
What? Two episodes in one night?
Crazy. But Barbara was dying behind, because like the camera was pointed at you guys while you're doing like the whole like milk thing and like milking cows and stuff, and like the conversation you were having was like kind of funny, and Barbara was like losing it off camera and trying so hard not to laugh.
Oh really? I didn't know that.
And I was like sitting back here watching her try not to laugh, and that was making me have a hard time containing it.
That's funny.
it was a good moment.
Can I share my least favorite episode?
Oh, I just have one more comment about the scripture episode.
No one is surprised.
But I got a lot of feedback from people who said, this inspired me to want to read the Book of Mormon again. Like, this inspired me to say the scriptures more. And I was like that means so much to me. Like, if I can say something that inspires someone to, like, connect with the Word of God or connect with God or do anything like that, like that to me is like the greatest compliment.
Well, you know, and I suspect that there are a lot of moments like that throughout the season that we probably just don't know about, that people don't necessarily comment on. It's a very, very small percentage.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, we keep doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, now with that clickbait,
the least
thing
inspiring
there,
episode.
Come on, I gotta know.
Literally, like, we were just trying to figure out what to do with travel plans, and we were like out of town. We're like, we have to put out another episode. So we did a bonus episode about Thanksgiving. It was not good. If you listen to it, I apologize. It was like Thanksgiving hot takes. And it was just the product of us being like, we gotta crank something else out because we're out of material because we've been out of town too much.
We have been traveling too much.
Yeah, that was a very regular. All three of us at varying times were traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you remember when we did that one episode last season where we had AI write the episode?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, AI is back. And let me tell you, it is different than it was before.
Oh.
So I have a terrible memory, and I was just telling Ben and Charlie before we filmed that I am a little anxious before we do these season wraps episodes because I have such a terrible memory. I'm like, who did we talk to? What did they talk about? Did we recorded an episode about that? Like, that's kind of me. So I compiled a complete transcript of the entire season. I put it into ChatGPT. And I had it make me some talking points for the season.
Oh.
It actually kind of did well. So I'll read you some of them.
Okay.
So it talked specifically about the episode with Cade, which was a banger of an episode.
Commandments?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was just last week, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
it was so good.
It talked about humorous moments, for example, the face blindness discussion, Ben's self-consciousness about his posture, and the discussion about flat earth with waterfalls going off the edges.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of fun. Yeah. Charlie was the one who was self-conscious about his posture.
Yeah. And Ben, oh, that's right. Yeah, it flipped perfect. That. Okay. And it was so confidently wrong, I believed it. That's true.
And I awkwardly pointed out Charlie's insecurity.
Yeah. And I confidently said I've been working on it and doing better.
Mm-hmm. And I lied and said that I'd noticed.
Really? You lied? I couldn't tell. It talked
just
about...
Just goes to show that nobody cares what you look like or how you stand. Nobody notices except your aunt. And your aunt is the most judgmental person in your life.
Wow, she's gotten a lot of airtime this season.
Anyway, what else did ChatGPT
It talked a lot about scriptural insights. I think probably because of the episode that was literally the scriptures. It says the season covers personal stories of personal growth challenges. That's very generic, but also true.
Will you just read it to us?
Yeah.
How long is it?
This long.
Let's go one by one, and we'll each read one.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that. Additionally, I had it write an episode like it did last time.
Oh, let's get to that then.
Okay, yeah, let's do that one. Please hold.
Well, what else did it say? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that was pretty much it. And then it just, you know, support and community. The importance of support and community is a recurring theme. The host and guests discuss the impact of empathy, allyship, and creating safe spaces within religious communities for LGBTQ+ individuals.
Well, that is what we do.
I think it nailed it. Okay, so we have options here. We have one that's pretty accurate, including intro and outro, and unlike you two last episode, it nailed it.
Okay, so we had a slight blunders like seven times.
So I'm sorry. I had to poke fun. Or we have a humorous version.
That one.
Let's do the humorous one.
Okay. So the host is hosted by Ben and Charlie. The guest is Aaron, so I will play Aaron. We're going to take a quick pause here. I'm going to airdrop it to you guys so we can all go together. We're ready.
Okay. Just whatever this makes me say, this is not my... Okay.
Disclaimer.
Welcome to Questions from the Closet. I'm Charlie Bird, and today I forgot my socks.
And I'm Ben Schlatty, and I'm questioning Charlie's fashion choices.
That is so bold of you to say.
Today's big question is, what do I do when someone says, don't act on being gay? But remember, we're not just talking, we're laughing. Interesting guest, Aaron the Amusing.
With us is the hilariously insightful Aaron, who once tried to act straight by wearing socks with sandals. Aaron, how's that fashion choice treating you?
It's a bold statement, Charlie. Thanks for having me. I'm here to sprinkle some humor on our not-so-funny experiences.
Segment, laughing at similarities and differences. We usually find common ground, but today, let's find the funny bone. Aaron, what's a hilarious misstep you've encountered on this topic?
Well, once I was told to act less gay, so I enrolled in a woodworking class. Spoiler, I made a rainbow bookshelf!
You think the gays would be good at woodworking?
Guest comedic relief, Aaron.
Facing comments like, don't act on being gay is tough. I decided to take it literally and started acting...
What?
I decided to take it literally and started acting like a lamp because lamps don't have a sexual orientation.
That's enlightening, Aaron. Oh my gosh, the pun. Shining a light on the absurdity can help.
Aaron, thanks for turning our studio into a comedy club. Your story is as colorful as your woodworking projects.
And to our listeners, we hope this episode adds some smiles to your day. Remember, life's too short not to laugh at the quirks.
Catch more of our episodes on platforms where laughter is allowed. That goes deeper than it thinks. Send us your funny stories. We love a good giggle.
We're not official comedians, just your average Joe and Jane making light of our journey.
Dibs on being Joe.
Thanks for tuning in.
Keep laughing and see you in the next episode where we try to solve world peace with a rubber chicken.
Wow, okay.
This is its disclaimer from AI. This version maintains the structure of the show while adding a humorous twist to the discussion.
You know, the funny thing is, I read the normal one it generated. I did not read the humorous one. Completely off the rails.
I started acting like a lamp because lamps don't have sexual orientation.
But he did shine a light on the topic. That was a great pun. It was
very
enlightening.
Where did that come from?
Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to the last 10 minutes of that. And also...
Yeah. Oh, I have one more insight.
Oh.
Unless you guys want to go to bed now. Well, different beds in your houses. Anyway.
Thank you.
You know, I was really hoping to sleep in your bed, Ben. Come on.
It's not
you know he doesn't have pillowcases.
I do have pillowcases.
I take it back.
They just don't fit my pillows. Anyway, but we did that episode on Attachment Styles with God with Tammy, mm-hmm. and I hadn't read Attached yet. So I have read Attached, and I think I know what my attachment style is.
Do tell.
Having read it. So there is secure, mm-hmm. which like half the people are, which mm-hmm. means you're securely attached, clearly. There's anxious, which means that you need reinforcement, like reassurance. And then if you're not getting reassurance, you like seek that reassurance by sometimes in unhealthy ways. And then avoidant, when someone gets close to you, like there's more intimacy, you pull back from that, and then you then crave intimacy and then love bomb them, and then they get closer to you, and then you then pull back again. It's a whole thing. I think I'm mostly secure with a bit of anxious.
I think so too.
Yeah. I can see that. Naturally, I am an extremely anxious person, and as I've dated more and I've matured more, I've become more secure. But yeah, very much the same way.
Yeah. And I realize like I come from a very securely attached family, but we are also like are constantly be like, I love you. I'm so glad you're here. Just like this constant reassurance of like, I'm so glad you're my life. And so I just do that naturally. And so when I'm with people that don't do that, I'm like, oh, are they like, I just want people like regularly remind me that they love me.
So we're also learning that words of affirmation is your primary love language.
100% it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
So there you go. Charlie.
Mine's gifts. So buy me things.
All right, then.
That's a joke. It was funny. Did you want me to say my attachment style?
You already did. But
in my relationship?
Yeah.
I feel like now I'm secure. I was definitely anxious, avoidant. There's the combination, a deadly combination. Oof. But I was avoidant. I would like, I don't know. I was just all over the place. But there's a lot going on. I feel like when you're gay at BYU trying not to date someone, you become pretty anxious avoidant pretty fast. Yeah. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of external factors, I think. It'd be really interesting. I'm curious. I wonder if Lisa Diamond has done a study on this. But I'm kind of curious if, like, attachment styles other than secure are significantly more common amongst gay people than others. I mean, I'm sure it is.
Anyone who's experienced, like, too much stress with too little support.
Yeah.
That would be the case.
We cannot end this season. We did not have Lisa Diamond as part of the season.
Did we have her for every other season?
Except for like the first one.
Wait, she wasn't this season?
No.
Oh my gosh.
She's at my wedding, which was before the season.
Can I tell you?
I went to her house for dinner. And that was within the season. So we're
okay.
We're
perfect. Like,
we're and I sat next to her at the wedding, and let me tell you,
she looked great,
I
huh?
loved that experience. I got to meet her wife. And the two of them are just the bestest ever.
They're
and
fun,
it's
yeah.
and you know, because neither of them like grew up as members of the church, but they're here in this like gay Mormon wedding.
They're like, what?
They were like in shock and like peppering me with 1,000 questions, which I loved, and I answered like 2% That's of so them.
That's lovely.
I honestly, they are great.
Well, Lisa and I exchanged some emails, so there you go. And we chatted at your wedding. It was fun.
So to the listeners, thank you for listening. Thanks for supporting us. It's nice to have a, I don't know, it's nice to feel like we're making a difference. And it's also really fun to like get like the cultural pulse on what's happening and be able to like talk about it. It's a real honor.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be back.
Yeah.
Don't know quite when, but we're all have a lot going on in the next few months. So
yeah, just keep an eye on the socials and on YouTube and also on whatever podcast platform you listen on. We will be announcing when season 7 is coming back.
Can I ask a weird thing? Can yeah. I ask like each of you and maybe me too, like what you feel like you need?
Like in life in general?
Yeah, or like from listeners.
I think the thing that I need from listeners is for people to share the podcast more often.
Mm.
I feel like, I mean, we don't always nail it. clearly, but I feel like we put out some really good content that I'm really proud of, and I just wish more people were aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I would say your honest feedback. We get a lot of support and a lot of people sharing, you know, experiences and in the comments and you know, in the emails and things like that. But I think, you know, hearing some actual like feedback on, hey, I love it when you guys cover this kind of content, or I really wish you wouldn't cover that kind of content, or can you please, like, you know, go in this direction, like, get, tell us what you want, give us some feedback.
Mm-hmm. Says the person who doesn't read the emails.
This is true. That is not my job. This is not my job. I love making more work for other people. That's my specialty.
No, I think that's great, Mike. Yeah.
I guess I need like prayers of support. I think ever since getting married, it's been like really hard. Like all voices in my life have gotten way louder, like socially, and like my relationship has kind of become like under a cultural microscope, and it's a lot of pressure, and I'm starting to feel a lot of burnout, and I really care about this space and want to be doing this. And I'm noticing like a huge tiring pull on like my mind and my heart. And so I just want to be able to come, like when we start the next season, I want to not feel burnout. Like I want to feel like invigorated. And so,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's something I've noticed. I mean, almost every time we record, you're like, oh, I don't want to do this today. Like, I'm kind of tired of talking about gay stuff. And then we always record and you're like so thrilled it happens. But just like the idea
I'm thrilled it's happened. But my life, like socially, has just like, it's just really heavy right now. There's like a lot happening that feels like out of control. But, and I just want to protect myself and my relationship. And I also want to be able to like do this without, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you want to live your life and share and teach, but also not feel like everyone's always watching you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And commenting on you and making things up about you.
That's true. I would love that. So whatever you do with that, that's what I need.
Perfect.
But I am grateful, and I like love this community that we have.
Yeah. Really. And, so just today I went to BYU. I play cards with the honor card office most Wednesdays. And as I was walking back, I was actually kind of in a hurry, and a student stopped me, and she was like, you're Ben Shalati. And I was like, I am. And she was like, I'm gonna start crying. Then she started crying. And then we like FaceTimed her mom, and she was like, my mom loves you. I was like, hello, your son's so lucky to have you, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, your podcast changed our lives. I'm like, that's so kind. And it's really nice to know that this is having a positive impact in helping families. Like, it is really nice to hear a mom say, my kid came out, I found your podcast, it helped us be closer together.
You really do love words of affirmation.
I really do. And so, you know, I know that, like, the last few months have been really hard on you. And it's also like, you know, it matters. Like, stories matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to keep elevating stories, sharing my own, and encouraging families to listen to the stories of the people, like, their loved ones.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So here's the next season. It's going to be wild. It's going to be different. We're still trying to figure out what different looks like.
But, yeah, switching things up. Have some ideas.
But we're going to keep you all in suspense. Until next time.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.